So, welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Matt Gorniak. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi. So, Matt, for the benefit of our readers and listeners, can you tell us a bit about you and also a bit about the work that you do?
Certainly. So, Matt Gorniak here. So, I'm actually one of the co-founders of G2 Crowd. And G2 Crowd's, I mean, some have sort of called us the Yelp for business software, and we'll get into that in a minute. But me personally, I'm an entrepreneur. I love startups. I love disrupting kind of current processes. But especially what gets me excited are sort of processes that are proven today. So I'm not so much interested in disrupting or sort of creating a disruption, you know, 50 years from now. It's more about things that are happening today that are, you know, being used. So it's just, we can just make it better. It's more of a tactical disruption.
Not bleeding edge then.
So, well, yeah, sort of bleeding, but not too bleeding, you know, stuff that's extremely tangible. Yeah.
Okay, something that can actually really deliver benefits here and now.
That'd be a polite way of saying that, yep.
Now, I mean, I wrote a piece, it was the end of January, about some of the work that you've done on reviewing CRM systems, and you produced the CRM grid and things. Now, tell me, I mean, you're not just focusing on sort of CRM systems and things, but I mean, first of all, tell me a little bit about what you're doing and how you're doing it, and tell me what's the big plan for G2 Crowd.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, what may be interesting is maybe the genesis, sort of how we got here. If that may be interesting as well.
Yeah, of course, by all means.
Because that's quite telling to where we're going.
The short
version of this is we were vendors ourselves, software vendors. Okay. So myself and the co-founders, we started a company. Actually, I joined a little bit in the growth mode, but company from scratch that turned into a 400-employee software vendor that helped sort of execute a sales process.
Right.
So anyway, by any definition, a successful software startup that became a real company, actually just recently got acquired by Oracle. So I ran sales and marketing for that company, and my business partner, Godard Abel, was actually the CEO, and so we're working together again. Mm-hmm. But where I'm going with this is, one thing we struggle with is, as a vendor, how do you really differentiate? Because as we started to grow, and we started to sort of, you know, gather all these assets, be it better customer support, be it more people to focus on solving problems, adding more value, it's really difficult to tell that story in a credible way, more importantly for the buyers to believe you that it's not just a story, right? Because we tell stories.
Yeah.
So when we looked around, I mean, every vendor, and quite right, it's a tool, has websites that make them the global leaders, everyone's got customer testimonials and so forth. So that's quite challenging. And then we were also working with traditional analysts, and traditional analysts are folks like Gartner, Forrester.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that should be a great tool to help you differentiate. But the challenge there is, you know, and our analysts, you know, there were nice people in a sense, but their challenge is, by virtue of that model, they don't know the software. They've never used it, right? Nice. You don't deploy, in our case, was a CPQ solution to 5,000 users, run it for 5 years to tell you about it. It just can't.
Yeah.
And so there the differentiation was extremely hard, because you're kind of educating folks that have not used the solution. Every vendor educates them. So there's some question marks there.
Yeah.
And the process may take a year to publish. And if you read some of the reports, given how much investment you're making, given how much investment a buyer will make, there's not much in there.
Uh-huh.
So then sort of the last bullet here, then as we grew, we became buyers ourselves. And then knowing how the process works, you kind of look and say, wow, never mind the vendor differentiating, telling the customer the story. How about as a buyer? How do I know what's truth out there? And so in the enterprise world, you start reading these reports, you're like, how could these people possibly know this?
Sure.
And then if you're mid-market, there's nothing actually available. So let's talk about that disruption, Adrian, as well.
Yeah.
Never mind that the traditional analysts, there's just nothing out there. Google and all sorts of random stuff. You're kind of like making decisions like in the 1980s buying a car.
Uh-huh.
You go to the dealer and have them open the hood and tell you that it's a four-cylinder engine, you know? I mean, that's how it's done in the old days. And we're like, that has to stop. And
right.
That's the genesis of G2 Crowd.
So, I mean, so that makes me think about, because I mean, effectively what you're doing is you're building on this idea of the wisdom of crowds and crowdsourcing opinions, effectively. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, but the there is challenges with the wisdom of crowds because of how we act as kind of human beings in a way that we follow. Many of us follow the crowd rather than actually lead the crowd. And I just wondered kind of how you kind of get around that, or don't you? And you just say, well, actually, this is you've got to counsel people to see it for what it is, I guess.
Well, let me just share a couple of things. So first of all, crowdsourcing is an element of what we're doing.
Okay.
The other one also is we're applying big data to it as well.
Okay.
So we're crowdsourcing reviews, but also adding social data on top of that we're gathering from the internet.
Okay.
That sort of speaks about a sort of a vendor's performance.
Okay.
And then we actually have a patent pending recommendation engine. So it's really an engine approach that kind of goes through this data and sort of helps you curate it for consumption.
Okay.
But having said that about crowdsourcing, I think, Adrian, the problem really, if you think about it, is not so much that the majority of buyers wants to know what the bleeding edge is, which
yep.
we actually can expose.
Uh-huh.
The majority of buyers just want to know what works.
Well, yeah, sure.
So they're kind of at the very first question, which is I'm not – it's a business system. Like, I need a hammer. At this point, I'm not looking for the – I hate to like boil it down to this, but I'm looking for the fanciest hammer. But if I knew that I pick a hammer that's going to get the job done
yeah.
and I can do it quickly, efficiently, boy, that'd be nice.
Well, sure. Yeah. No, that's fair. And how do you, you're applying what you're doing. Is that across the business software spectrum? Because the thing I wrote about was CRM, but are you applying it across the spectrum as well?
Correct. So we see our mission to essentially help buyers sort of find the best software in business software.
Uh-huh.
And now we actually have 200 categories, and it's growing.
Okay.
G2 Crowd and over 2,000 products, and that's growing as well, kind of
okay.
weekly.
Okay. And how do you pick the vendors to review for each of these categories and these product areas?
Well, it's kind of partly crowdsourced. So partly also when you set up a category, I mean, there's certain vendors that everyone knows about.
Uh-huh.
It's easy. So we kind of set them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very basic setup, a little bit like Yelp.
Okay.
The 10 best restaurants in town, everyone knows.
Right. Okay.
Not necessarily best. I mean, the biggest or whatever, best known.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. Biggest does not necessarily mean it's best, but. But then also vendors can load themselves up. Users know certain software, and they can add it in there. So it starts with us seeding it, and then it kind of grows.
Right. Okay.
But the important piece is it's open to everyone. As long as it fits into the category, we don't really manage that. And, you know, everyone's welcome to bring their product.
Okay.
Add the product.
And so, you mentioned before about traditional analyst firms like Gartner and Forrester, and this is the I guess this is their traditional domain, particularly when it comes to enterprise software and technology. I mean, I also saw an interesting piece by Bob Thompson in Customer Think around you guys being the death of you've just struck the death knell for firms like Gartner and Forrester. I mean, what's your view on that?
Well, I don't know if I'd see that dramatic. I mean, it's certainly not short term. I think in short term, it's a nice compliment in a sense because what we're providing is essentially, like, let's talk about CRM since that's the one you've written about.
Okay.
1,500 reviewers that are validated through LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
Part of our requirement is, hey, these are business systems. Please make sure, please let the crowd know who you are.
Yes.
And so you have that. So people are freely sharing that. The questions are 70 questions deep,
mm-hmm.
plus we had all this big data to it, running through the engine. You now have basically 1,500 case studies, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Curated. And so that's a big compliment versus a person's opinion.
Right.
So what that means in the long term, I think some of those IT analysts will have to morph and kind of provide some of the answers, like show me your work behind your standings.
Sure.
Not just here's the standings. And maybe also start... I don't know what that means from long term. I think it is quite disruptive, though, because the premise is, look what 1,500 users have sort of said, offered up, and here it's curated. So it's a whole different message, right? Because some of those have used it for 5 years, 3 years, large deployments, where that analyst model just can't have that data.
That's interesting, because what's also interesting is that because most of your data and the reviews and everything else is all quite open, I guess that the software firms in of themselves could also start to interrogate the data, and so it becomes a bit like a voice of the customer type of approach for them as well.
I absolutely, and we have vendors who are saying they love this because, you know, many vendors want to do a very good job, right? If not the most, they want to add value. And and even when they send, you know, when you send your own surveys out internally, you know, the product managers will tell you, like, there's always a concern about bias, right? What are people nice to me in this survey because they know my name,
yeah,
and because there's a relationship at hand? So doing it certainly through a third party like us, it's very helpful for them. Okay. And they learn a lot.
And how often will you kind of update these findings? I mean, do they get updated in kind of real time, or and therefore is the engine's always running, or are you going to do this on a quarterly, every 6 months, annual kind of basis? Or how's that going to work?
It's a really great point. I mean, the engine is really the heart of this. That's always real time.
Right.
And that's very important because obviously buyers, they're on the web right now, right? Someone right now is looking to make a decision on a CRM system, and they're going into Google, right? And they're looking for information, and they're lost. A lot of them are lost, and they need help. And so we provide that real time. The reports, the snapshots, we do on a regular basis to kind of announce the standings.
Yeah.
To basically, it's just another form of announcement, but really it's about their engine as real time.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, so how does it work for G2 Crowd? Because right now, this a lot of what you're doing is open source. I mean, what's the end game for you guys?
Well, the end game, I mean, really is, I mean, hopefully it's a very, very long end game in a sense that there's so many categories of software and products.
Yeah.
And frankly, in our business plan, we made certain assumptions of how complex it is, and it's even bigger than we thought.
Right.
And actually, interesting enough, there was an Economist article, or like a expose, if you will, I forgot, like a month ago, something like that, that talked about comparing the Cambrian sort of evolution to the current software market.
Yeah.
Because of sort of the, and we all know this actually, but it was very eloquent how that was summarized, because the platforms now that allow sort of startups to start, you know, very little investment, GitHub to share code, to help each other, obviously social marketing tools, including G2 Crowd to get the name out,
yeah,
really allows for an explosion of solutions. And so as we're talking, there is an exponential sort of also demand, the flip side of it, of advice.
Right.
So we're seeing our end game to basically provide buyers with helpful research and crowdsource facts for all business software, basically.
Okay. And then I guess you become this repository of data and insight. And then if somebody wants to come and wants greater insight, then you'll kind of splice and dice your research to do some custom research for them, I guess.
Right. And so the way we monetize is basically, if you go on a website, I mean, the site's freemium.
Yep.
So we believe very much so into that when you're an individual contributor, Adrian, which I'd love if you reviewed software, by the way, if you haven't already, and review the products you use.
I was part of the CRM one.
Perfect. So thank you for doing that. And then we would like for you to think that, or hopefully get value back by being able to go through the site, meet peers, see who's out there. You can see LinkedIn, sort of what connections of yours are in there. So that's all value back to you free of charge.
Uh-huh.
Where we monetize is basically having all this quality data. We have this platform. And then it's usually corporate buyers that then want a summarized report in a nice PDF format, right? So
okay.
So basically, if you work for a large enterprise, let's say Vodafone in the UK,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may need something that's, you know, that's a report looking output that has a neat summary of all the data with you having to scrape through the site and do screenshots.
Right.
And that sort of democratizes that, because we would think it's fairly inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
on an individual basis for the value you're getting, and you're paying for quality and, you know, sort of democratic data and, yeah, and trusted.
Do you also think that, I mean, because I was thinking about this idea that, again, the view of the wisdom of the crowds versus sort of expert opinions. I mean, that, and when I say experts, that maybe be, again, analyst houses like Gartner and Forrester. I mean, do you think that they could end up being consumers of your services as well?
You know, who's to say? Potentially.
Because it's an interesting dimension to add into kind of what they're already doing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you'd almost wonder why they don't have that component. Because, yeah, again, when we're talking wisdom of the crowd, Adrian, we're talking sort of people look at that very sort of theoretical.
Yeah.
And they look at it sort of on a sort of compared to experiences that are maybe consumer oriented, whereby or sort of finding certain data or making certain guesses, right, on future events.
Yeah.
But when you look at crowdsourcing, wisdom of the crowds, and you look at the fundamental basis that it's based on real experiences,
yes,
versus non-experiences, it solves a problem very elegantly. Because again, we're not predicting the future here.
No.
We're kind of getting the current state.
Well, it's all about, so, you know, as you kind of said earlier, it's about people want something. They want something that's going to work. They want something that's going to work. You say, I don't want a fancy hammer. I just want a hammer.
Well, you may want a fancy hammer, but you can dial that in. But here's where you splice it out, right? I just want a hammer,
yeah,
then I can find that too. And again, you know, like, for instance, we have data that we can share. You can go in, like, for instance, if you deployed a CRM solution to 5,000 employees,
uh-huh,
in a certain vertical, Adrian, how long does it take?
Right. I don't know.
We have, right? If you deployed for a 10-user solution in other vertical, what does the data look like? How much should that take?
Ah, okay. Yeah. So there's all sorts of other intelligence that goes in, you know, that sits behind it, and sort of insight as well, and guidance, as it were.
Right, and so back to your question, without having this approach, how would you know that?
That's true. You had
that's just one, you that's have, one you data have to point end up, of I can give you another 100 data points.
Well, yeah, and you end up having to believe you end up having to believe the salesman, really.
Exactly, but also back to the traditional IT analyst, right? The process consists of talking to like 3 to 5 customers maybe of a certain vendor.
Right.
And what if you only talk to administrators? Or what if you talk to their product management team? Not really. I have no idea, right? I mean, what does that mean out of 3 data points?
That's true.
How can you really question if that data is right or wrong? You have no idea, right? I'm just saying, as a human being, and the other issue is also, as a human being, how many products can you really track? So let's talk about disruptors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say there's 10 new CRM systems jumped on the scene this year, probably half.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 110 in G2 Crowd already.
Right.
And you have, let's say, $5 million in revenue, and it's an amazing product. Mm-hmm. I mean, why should it take years for you to be picked up? Why not now, if it's the best product?
That's a great point. I mean, and in that, is there anybody that you've, if we compare it to like a horse race, let's say, is there anybody that you've seen that's entered the scene recently, particularly in the CRM space, that is fast coming up the outside rail?
Well, I would say what's really interesting to me has been to see how many disruptors there are in CRM.
Right.
I mean, if you go to the G2 Crowd grid for CRM,
yeah,
it's really interesting because when we travel, we meet with CIOs,
uh-huh,
and they're quick to tell you the top sort of 3 vendors in their minds.
Right.
And unsurprisingly, they're the 3 biggest brands typically.
Yes.
But we're actually, they have, and actually one of them here asked us for insight for a very large, you know, he's a CIO for a very large airline. And he's like, tell me who the next up and comers are. I have no idea.
Yes.
How would he know?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
And so what's been surprising is, first of all, if you look at all the products in CRM, there's 110 products.
Yeah.
That's CRM. And we're probably adding a couple a month that are, and as you can imagine, there's CRM platforms in the UK where you are that have not even made it out to the US.
Well, sure. And similarly, there's probably ones in the US that haven't actually made it kind of here because, I mean, probably like you know, is that, you know, people buy software and then they, you know, they sit and they don't, because it takes a while to buy it, or it takes a while to decide to buy it, it takes a while to implement it, a while to get used to it, and once they get used to it, then they get comfortable with it, and then the cycle's not necessarily the cycle's quite long, but I guess in many ways, because of the way the development of cloud and not on computer based sort of software, that sort of decision cycle and the change cycle is getting compressed. So people's decisions are, they've been able to make and change their minds and migrate to new systems, you know, more frequently now than they were in the past. But also, I guess they're also seeing it as becoming increasingly more important as well.
Correct. And sort of, we also democratizing this reach.
Yeah.
For everyone based on, and you can filter the Cheetah Crawl data many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Our grid filters on scale and customer sat.
Yeah.
And there is sort of multiple components in the engine that drive towards those.
Yeah.
But if you ask me, I'm like, wow, I've never heard of companies like Workbooks.
Yes.
Nimble, SalesNet.
Yeah.
Pipeline Deals.
Yes.
Base CRM. You know what? If I'm looking for disruptors, maybe that's a good start to get in there. And there's others too. I mean, there is, you know, work.com, Membrane, whatever. But the other ones are sort of highlighted, like Workbooks, Nimble, SalesNet. I'm just going through the grid, Pipeline Deals and Base.
Yeah.
Seem to be like towards that right side of the high disruptor grid, of our high performer grid.
Yeah.
And that's information that's new to a buyer. And I think it's wonderful that based on customer success, products can basically start coming up in a conversation.
Well, I think, I do think that, Matt, I really like what you're doing because it's, as you say, it is based on feedback from real customers, not selected customers, but real customers. And it is about crowdsourcing the data, but it's not just about, you know, just tick boxes and star ratings and things. There's a lot of detail that goes into this. So I think I'm really impressed by what you're doing and how you're starting to extend your reach across the, you know, the business software sort of spectrum. Because I see from your site now that's the range includes marketing automation, social media management, email marketing, e-signatures, and you know, and that's what you've only just started. So, right. I'd just say fair play to you. I mean, I think it's a great tool that you've created, a great data set, and I just I'm sort of really excited for you.
Thank you so much for your kind words. We're very excited, and obviously. We're just starting out, like you said. It's still early days, but it's very promising. And I would say what is really wonderful to kind of get up in the morning and keep driving this.
Yeah.
Is hearing from buyers.
Yeah.
That are basically, you know, they're tasked by their company to make difficult decisions.
Uh huh.
And sort of helping them, guide them along the path, and that feels very good.
Fantastic. So, I mean, apart from world domination, obviously, what's your plans for the rest of the year and the years ahead?
Yeah, I don't know that world dominations are a plan, but certainly I think our plan for this year and for a long while to come is to become basically the place where you do find sort of the best business software,
right,
for pretty much all business categories. And so we're excited about that. I mean, it's working, it's gelling. Our traffic is growing rapidly. Buyer feedback's come rapidly. Vendors like it because it's democratic, it's trusted, it's sort of an alternative path. So I'd say things are working well. It's just just more of it, I would say. I mean, that's the hard part, right? Just keep driving it.
Well, exactly. So it's a bit like you want to become like the aiming to become the Yelp or the TripAdvisor of the business software world.
That would be another way of saying it. There's slight differences because. Yeah, high level, absolutely, because the reviews are just high quality here. We ask a lot of the reviewers, and frankly, I think the reviewers like that because a lot of them want, they'd like to share the genuine sort of experience and deep expertise. They like to make sure people know who they are, you know. Sure. They're proud of it. And so in a way, that's a little bit different from Yelp and TripAdvisor. But other than that, I think that's spot on.
Fantastic. So, Matt, I always end these. I mean, thank you for that. I mean, and I think it's what you're doing is great. But there's one question I always end these interviews on, and that is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the plug really is there's two plugs, right?
Two?
One is if you're looking for business software, yeah, I'll make them short. come here, you know, come to G2 Crowd and see what a consumer approach to business buying, how that really makes a difference in sort of making better decisions. And the other small sub plug is, if you have expertise on business software, you know, please share it. Help others make better decisions. You can meet peers here, and you really can change the game in how decisions are being made. So that'd be my other plug. You know, review the software.
That's fantastic, Matt. You know what? That's really interesting. I'm really excited for what you're doing. I look forward to actually keeping it to tracking how your progress and, you know, and the reach and, you know, the success. Because I think it's, I haven't seen anybody else do it. I think you're doing it. I think the site looks really slick. It's really user friendly. I was a reviewer myself on the CRM sort of study. That's how I came to know about you. So I just say, yeah, fair play and well done. And thank you for your time today. It's been brilliant.
Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate it.